Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Spencer。
那今天呢，我们要说说清明节。
清明节。
非常的应景。首先，清明节英语怎么说？
Tomb sweeping day。
Tomb sweeping day，扫墓日。
对。
是吧？
对，扫墓日。
直接翻译一下啊。那因为 tomb 在英语里面就是墓，坟墓的意思。
对，坟墓。
我还记得那个说 Angelina Jolie 刚出来
the Tomb Raider?
Yeah, Lara Croft, right, the Tomb Raider, 那个电影。然后 sweeping.
It's just like the 扫地的那个。
所以英文里面扫地就是 sweep the floor.
Yeah.
所以呢清明节翻到英语里面很形象就是。
扫墓节。
Tomb sweeping day. 你不要笑、这个节日也不是嘻嘻哈哈的啦。
No.
但我们今天就说说很有意思的一些中美文化，就是在清明节啊，然后说到逝去的这个生命时候的一些文化上的差异。那大家到我们的微信公众号就能看到今天节目的详细图文推送，还有就是我们公众号呢，四月起就会开很多各种各样的英语主题学习班，然后呢可以按照你的兴趣来学英语，只要你是我们付费用户的话就可以免费参加这些班级，所以大家可以到公众号来详细的了解，升级账户，因为学一年只要629块。好，继续说这个 Tomb Sweeping Day。
好吧 ，Let's do it。
那中国的很多节日嘛，它都是看我们中国人的那个阴历。这个在英语里怎么说
？It's the lunar calendar.
The lunar calendar.
对
，lunar 就是月亮。
对吧
Lunar calendar. 然后 Tomb Sweeping Day, Spencer, 你是到中国来以后才知道有这个？
Yeah, actually, because we don't have it in America.
在美国你们没有一个日子是说就是全美国的人都可以去纪念一下自己的？
没有 ，Maybe we should have one though.
Yeah, that's right, because I hear a lot of foreigners who find out about Tomb Sweeping Day, and they go, wow, this is a really great tradition, because it's one day where you honor, you remember, and pay respect to your ancestors.
对，I think it's a really good idea.
对，就是中国的这种 traditional values, 传统的价值观非常好的。
传统的价值观，traditional values.
那英语里面我刚刚说就是清明节我们是 pay respect to our ancestors ancestors 是你的
祖先
但是是几百甚至几千年以前的
祖先就是 you know like 很久以前的
很久很久以前可是清明节一般我们去扫墓都是扫我的比如说 grandparents or great grandparents 那一辈啊。
So yeah, I mean these are more like your 亲密 like more like your relatives that you actually knew.
yeah, and who passed away.
Right, exactly.
对吧
？Yeah.
我们今天那个
Yeah, you can't just walk over to grandma's house and start sweeping the floor. Yeah.
不行。那我们今天其实付费课程升级版的课程就是一个中国人在跟一个外国人解释什么是清明节，清明节的时候干嘛。因为很多朋友说我们中英语的东西他听了以后他更想听 all in English 的所以你就可以去学习所以 Spencer 英语里面说到一个人去世了也有很多不同的说法
yeah, I mean so basically you know you don't really want to say oh you know they're dead
对 dead 就是已经死了但是
yeah it's just not it's kind of harsh
Very harsh, quite direct.
对，有点难听啊，你知道吧 ？So it's like better to say something like, you know, they've deceased or they've passed away.
So to decease 就是逝去了，对吧
？Yeah. Deceased is you know 已经逝去了。
So you can say deceased family member.
Yeah, deceased family member.
So we go pay respect to them.
Mm-hmm.
然后你刚说还有一个 pass away.
Yeah, passed away.
So to pass away is also a very polite way, a respectful way to express that idea. 我还听过一个说法说 they've passed on.
Oh yeah, you could say passed on.
或者 they've passed.
Yeah, you could say all of those, actually. Yeah, passed, passed on, passed away. I think I like passed, probably passed away the best.
Mm-hmm. Can you say they're in heaven now, or they're in a better place?
Yeah, I mean, if you believe in that.
就如果是有宗教信仰，有些人会说。
对，如果你有，你觉得人真的会有什么第二辈 ，you know, like 第二辈子，对吧 ？Like 下一辈。
对对对。
是吗 ？Like yeah, maybe you could say that. It's a nice thing to say. Oh, they're in a better place now.
对，外国人有的时候会说的。They're in a better place now. 他在更好的地方，对吧
？Right.
在 heaven, 在天堂。
Yeah, 在天堂里。
好，像我家每一年 tomb sweeping day 去扫墓，去我的爷爷 my paternal grandpa and then my 外公 my maternal grandpa 每次去的时候就特别是我的奶奶和外婆他们就会很伤心都会哭然后当然我们会安慰他们说别太伤心了什么什么这个在英语里面 can you actually say to someone oh don't be too sad or you know it brings
yeah, I mean,
up
you
a
could,
lot of memories
you could, you, 你可以安慰他们 you can comfort them by saying like you know you know I don't want you to be so upset, you know, don't be so upset.
Don't be so upset.
You know, usually we'd say, you know, the person who passed away, they wouldn't want you to be so upset.
They don't want to see you so upset.
Yeah, they'd rather you, you know,
just
remember good times, be happy and not be sad that they've passed away because, I mean, it's...You know, it's 生老病死不由人对吧 It's like natural. It's all gonna happen one day.
哎，对，因为我也听过有一些美国人好像他就算葬礼 funeral， 他也会办 instead of calling it a funeral, they'll say, it's a celebration of life. 就是我们是来纪念他在世的时候给我们带来就是我们所有在一起美好的回忆他带给我们的快乐什么的
You know, whenever that day comes for me, I'd rather people be like, yeah, he was awesome, let's celebrate, you know, instead of being like, oh, I can't believe he's gone. Like, I wouldn't want people to be too upset about it because, you know, it's all going to happen to us one day.
可是我觉得这也是中美文化很大的一个差异因为在中国如果那样的场合你是说 he was awesome, he was great, 怎么怎么样甚至我看美国有一些人的 funeral 葬礼上一个人发言他的朋友什么还会讲几句大家在下面笑因为他们是说他生前的时候是一个很幽默的人是一个什么但在中国 if you did that people will get really upset will see it as very disrespectful 就中国人觉得那样的场合你是要 very solemn 就是很严肃的很肃静的
yeah you know I meanI don't know. I don't think you should force any sort of feeling on yourself. If you feel sad, you feel sad about it. If you can, you know, feel a bit joyous. Like, I mean, imagine if someone passed away and they passed away because they had a really, you know, painful illness. You should be happy that they're not in pain anymore.
对，不管怎么说呢，反正如果是这种比较伤心的时候，什么 if you want to comfort people, 就像 Spencer 说 say don't be so upset, they wouldn't want to see you so upset. 还有一个英文里面的说法就是 my condolences or condolences if someone had just passed away.
Yeah,
and that's what you say usually to their family members, right?
So you know, Jenny, I mean, in the States, you know.不同的人有不同有葬礼习俗 like the,
funeral
yeah, like,
practices
yeah so like for example I have some cousins they're actually my father's cousins so they're like my second cousins they're extended family they're Quaker and
什么是 Quaker
Quaker 就是 they live in 就是在非常那边不是 Amish 的那种但是
很、不是就是很传统的那种
是蛮传统的但是不是跟那个 Amish 那么过分了 Anyway, I actually went to a funeral one time for my father's uncle. Coolest funeral I ever been to. Because what we did was we'd sit in this room and we'd all just, you know, people would stand up one by one and they'd share a story about how they remembered the person.
Yeah.
It could be a funny story, a tough time story. It could be anything. But anyway...people share the memories that they had of the person that they're remembering that day. I thought that was really awesome.
是是是。然后其实我家也是特别我爷爷我记得他前两年是他过世十周年嘛 so the 10th anniversary of his passing. 然后就是我们也是我奶奶就让大家在一起 everyone shared their memories of my grandpa and she put together a little book just for our family. 他就去印了一本书就是
Another thing that
我爷爷以前的事情啊，画的画，写的毛笔字都有。
After we did that too, actually, we then went to the burial site and we all got to put dirt on. We got to bury the person ourselves.
哦，在美国好像是这样，有一些那个 burial 去葬礼的时候，你看那个 coffin 棺材就是下去，然后 family member 会铲一个土上去，对吧
？Yeah, not everyone's like that, but this particular funeral I went to, we were able to put, yeah, bury the person ourselves. Yeah, it's kind of wild. Yeah.
对，哎，那。今天的节目可能大家听了会有点奇怪，但我想可能清明节就会让你想到 like Spencer said 生老病死 a part of life 这样的、
yeah.
既然讲到了这种 funeral 葬礼的习俗啊，我要说说我在美国、我第一次去的时候还记得是高中，那个时候我们高中去旅游、然后开在路上，我经常过一会儿就看到有一个写着 funeral home、funeral home 好像美国这种 funeral home 特别
多，蛮
多,
的、yeah, 蛮多
是吧，然后在中国 I guess 我们说它是殡仪馆 but 殡仪馆 is like a morgue、
yeah,
funeral home 其实就是 where you go
they prepare the body for the funeral
其实就是我们的殡仪馆，但在美国它是比较多、然后它比较小、right they're all likeA lot of them are family run, like
yeah,
privately
yeah,
run.
I could never do that business.
对，但是就是美国人的这样的传统，然后美国人的葬礼，好像葬礼以后你们有一个 wake 这样的一个仪式，大家就是像个茶话会一样的，是吧
？Yeah, so a lot of times after a funeral, you know, people just get together and they might have a couple drinks and they kind of just talk amongst each other and.Yeah, maybe remember the person who passed and, you know, console, you know, or, you know, anway, you know,、the person, the people who experienced the loss, you know.
在中国我们的传统就是、after the funeral, the family members all go and have a tofu meal. We call it 豆腐饭、Maybe it's just in Shanghai, 就是、反正我们就叫那一顿饭叫豆腐饭然后、上面我也忘了是不是有很多豆腐的类型的菜、反正就是说可能豆腐 symbolizes、you know, like cleansing 是一种清洁、对、然后你刚刚美国说的那个 wake、我记得我看过美剧那个 wake 里面就像一个自助餐 like a buffet like you take your little、food and then you like chat about this person's life
yeah maybe I don't know I haven't been to a whole lot of wakes, so I can't really speak from experience, but I would think there'd be a lot more, 不一定是什么自助餐，而应该就是什么小吃。Because I 我觉得 you know, 如果你是比较难过的话，你的胃口不是那么大，你知道吧？
对对对，当然不能大吃大喝。
You know,
那一般这种 wake 都是在家里，还是就刚我们说的那种 funeral home?
A lot of times, again, funeral home.
Okay.好，那我们就很沉重的东西就不说了啊。我们最后说说 ，Spencer， 你知道清明节 What do we eat?
青团。
Yay! You're too Chinese. Nothing ever surprises you. You know everything about China.、
I don't know. I didn't know about that 豆腐饭。
对。
I still know everything.
So 青团这个怎么翻译啊？到英文
I guess it's called green dumplings, but.But jiaozi is like dumplings, so tuan 也是 dumplings.
Everything is dumplings in Chinese. So green dumplings.
Yeah, I'm a fan of 青团.
Oh, 你喜欢吃啊 You're a fan of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, don't want to eat too many because they're, you know, 很甜的 but like,、I think they're good. I actually like eating it with a glass of milk.
你吃青团配牛奶。
对。
Sounds healthy.
It's quite good. I've actually put peanut butter on 青团 before.
青团上面加花生酱
对对非常好吃
你的吃法应该大家到朋友圈里去转发一下让 Spencer 发个照片今天大家转我们的朋友圈推送老外的青团吃法
真的我建议大家应该尝尝一下吧真的是很好吃
I'll give that a try
do it,
大家也
do it with a glass of milk you gotta do it with a glass of milk
再加牛奶 OK 真的中西合璧 What a mix of cultures 青团那个他的团子是糯米嘛，糯米英文、
It's like sticky rice.
Sticky rice, 对、yeah. 有一个更正式的说法叫什么 glutinous rice.
Yeah, you can say that, but sticky rice is, you know,
more 口语
Yeah, I think it's a little better.
黏黏的饭
That's right, 黏黏的
你知道那个绿色是什么吗？为什么会绿？
什么青菜做的，对吧？
对，就是 vegetable juice。所以我特别喜欢吃，我吃青团，我不太要吃里面的那个 filling 那个馅儿，我是喜欢吃外面这个皮，我觉得很香，就是因为我特爱糯米，然后我也很爱吃绿叶菜。
I think my favorite is actually the red bean paste, 的赤豆，对吧？ Like,
豆沙 red bean paste，
对的豆沙 ，yeah。
哎，上海也有很多咸的青团，也很好吃，什么马兰头的，然后什么，肉笋丝和肉丝什么在一起的。
Yeah, I've had it with meat before.
然后今年我看在网上很红的一个上海杏花楼的青团，里面是肉松和蛋黄。
Okay.
It looks awesome.、Mm. 我很想试，但是说要排很久的队。
Mm-hmm.
肉松英文怎么说？
肉松 is like floss, meat floss.
啊、
We don't really eat
肉丝肉松 meat floss.
Yeah, we don't really eat that in the States.
蛋黄。
Oh, that's egg yolk.
Egg yolk.
Yeah.
So give it a try.
Yeah. I'll try.
如果我排队买到了，我帮你带一点。
哦，好，
请你吃，
谢谢
好吧？
谢谢
好，那清明节，关于这个我们就说到这儿。最后我要问一下，你们美国有一个 Memorial Day？
Yeah, but that's just to remember军人。
就是不是每家人自己的那个失去的。
No.
好的。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。开言英语呢，就是会帮你用英文不仅讲或了解美国的事情，还有我觉得现在越来越多的朋友也希望用英文能够跟老外更好的沟通，来传达中国的文化、中国的生活。好，那希望你喜欢我们今天这期节目，然后大家到我们的微信公众号吧，因为我们四月份开始有很多新的这些微信的班，然后包括你喜欢什么样的主题都可以告诉我们，可以帮我们对开出更有意思这样的学习班。Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.